with SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Today is the first of 2 days of depositions coming from Bill and Hillary Clinton. Today it is the former First Lady and Secretary of State who will be speaking with lawmakers on Capitol Hill about the Epstein investigation. And tomorrow Bill Clinton will do the honors. It's all part of a broad congressional probe into the Jeffrey Epstein files.
Hillary Clinton will testify first, followed by Bill Clinton on Friday. It will mark the first time that lawmakers have compelled a former president to testify. The Clintons agreed after facing the threat of a contempt charge. There's no evidence of wrongdoing on the part of either Clinton when it comes to Epstein, a convicted sex offender, but Epstein had ties to the former president for years. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Rich Thomason reports there's more fallout abroad from recent revelations fueling the Epstein scandal.
World Economic Forum head Virga Brenda says he's stepping down after he faced pressure over contacts with the late sex offender. Brenda, former Norwegian foreign minister, says that after careful consideration, he decided to step down as president and CEO of the forum, known for its annual January meeting in Davos. He says now is the right moment for the forum to continue its important work without distractions. Rich Thomason reporting.
A fire on an Ohio farm kills thousands of hogs.
A large column of smoke could be seen in the distance Wednesday from Fine Oak Farms in London. Fire officials say two of five large agricultural buildings were heavily involved in fire as firefighters arrived, and say that strong winds spread the fire. Crews ran water shuttles because the rural area has a limited supply. Firefighters brought the blaze under control in 5 hours. No one else was hurt. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. Science and faith coming together in Dallas this weekend, Michael Harrington reports.
The Discovery Institute is hosting the 8th Annual Conference on Science and Faith at Park City's Baptist Church on Saturday. The Institute says, quote, "At the time of America's founding, the Declaration's propositions drew from both the Bible and the science of the era. Today, the discoveries of science are once again pointing to the truths announced in the Declaration." Former HUD Secretary Dr. Ben Carson will be amongst the conference speakers. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is on a book tour designed to promote his expected candidacy for the White House in 2028. He is being hammered by LGBT activists who don't consider him liberal enough. That issue is an interview Newsom gave to CNN recently in which he said that the Democrat Party needs to be, quote, more culturally normal and less prone to spending a disproportionate amount of time on pronouns and identity. This is SRN News. A Ukrainian delegation today meeting with U.S. President Trump's envoys in the run-up to another round of trilateral talks to try and end the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has said a Ukrainian delegation will meet with U.S. officials in Geneva on Thursday, ahead of upcoming U.S.-brokered talks between Ukraine and Russia. Zelensky told reporters on Wednesday that Ukraine's negotiator, Rustem Umerov, will hold talks with Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner in Geneva.
They will speak, I think, in first days of March.
A U.S. push for peace has already brought Russia and Ukraine to the table in Abu Dhabi and Geneva this year. The talks have produced no breakthrough on key differences as Russia's invasion of its neighbor enters its fifth year. I'm Karen Shamas.
A struggle on Wall Street. The Dow at this hour is down by more than 200 points. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.